Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you to all of you, my dear listeners, because this podcast has been chosen by FeedSpot to be one of the top 15 podcasts for CDOs. I'm actually number 7. So way to go, all of you. I'm quite happy that we got there in like 4 months. Now, it's up to you to help me move up, and I want to be number 1, right? We have 4 more months to get there. Today, we're going to talk about how engineering should provide guidelines and guidance for making a sound product. And I know what you're thinking right off the bat. It's not up to engineering to provide any guidance for product. We're supposed to be getting our own guidance from product to know what we need to be doing. If product are not aware of the impact their decisions have on the engineering efforts and on the future maintenance of the product, they may be making decisions that do not match what they would have chosen had they had the entire picture. I often talk with VPs and see that they are struggling about whether they should be pushing back whenever they hear something bad, or maybe they should be sort of enablers and simply doing whatever they are being asked for. And of course, as with everything in engineering, the answer is it depends and you should be considering the trade-offs. But I do agree that you should not be always the one who's saying no. Leading an engineering organization frequently makes you feel like you should be the gatekeeper. Whenever product comes up with anything, it's your job to say, no, that's going to be too hot, or no, I'm going to need more people for that. And you definitely should not be defaulting to that. I have an episode about the executive mindset that talks about this. But it does not mean that you should be enabling them to do whatever they think about without understanding the consequences. Some examples from my past work with clients include stuff like investing a lot of money and months into a huge migration that product simply did not understand will take so much effort. And in hindsight, they said they would have been better off simply removing all that historical data and moving on. No one would have cared probably, and they would have done it. But no one came forth and told them this is what it's going to take. So engineering simply did the right thing, trademark, and made sure to cover all their bases, but that did not provide any actual business impact and wasted months. Don't go for the hardest on-premise setup, single tenant, having your clients decide whenever you deploy or touch a server if you're trying to build some sort of a SaaS company, only because that's what you think will sell the best, or only because that's what the co-founders or the VP of sales or whoever is telling you they think is right. Make sure that they understand what this means. If this setup means that within a year you're gonna be wasting 30% of your engineering effort time simply trying to get a hold of all the different branches and versions you've got for each and every single client and need to have about 20 people working DevOps in order to make sure that all the different single-tenant environments are working properly, I'm guessing you can do the math and show them it's not worthwhile. You cannot go for the maximal amount of customization to enable everyone to do anything they want and allow product to agree to every single thing clients are asking for. Sometimes you have to help them make the tough decisions. You have to make them aware of the constraints that they will be putting on the company for eternity. Because if you have a contract and you have to support this kind of setup for the next 5 years, that means that no matter what idea comes along, no matter what you understand is really, really bad, you're going to still have to support that. And for companies going through great growth, that means you might end up having dozens of enterprise clients with contracts you cannot really change for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And that can really harm your own organization's agility and the whole company's ability to keep on delivering value and staying agile and flexible as the team grows. So it is your responsibility as the leader here to make sure that everyone understands the impact things are going to have on your team and on your team's ability to keep on providing value at a good pace. If, once everything is told, product says, "All right, we get that this will have major setbacks and will mean that we need to double the team, but there's no way in our space to ever make a sale without it because you're managing nuclear codes," all right, go on. But the point is, it is up to you to make things clear. You cannot assume that people, even if they are technical or used to be technical, who are not currently managing your organization, would think of all the different constraints and problems your own organization will have because of something. When you hear about something that's going to be detrimental, you need to be talking about that. I'm not talking about, for example, you're seeing a roadmap and you don't agree with all the features. That's usually up to product. But if you see product decisions that are going to make it so that you cannot use a certain architecture, or you will have to have processes that are way harder to implement than whatever you're currently doing or what you're planning on doing. Or for example, if someone suggests, let's have a white label app for each and every single client, which means you're going to have to manage dozens or hundreds of apps on the app store review process, that's probably not a good idea. Unless, again, product can make the business case, a very clear business case. But if product comes over and says, we want to do that, how can we make that happen? And that's a legitimate need, even though it's going to be hard, you're still going to have to do it, or at least help them think of a way to deliver some value as fast as possible and see if that's a good investment for the company. But again, you need to have a backbone, and you are supplying your organization an engineering backbone that helps them understand what decisions they are making that have a huge downside, and what decisions are legitimate decisions that they have to make and you have to help them deliver. Don't default to always saying no, don't default to always saying yes. Make an assessment of the situation and make sure that you understand whether this has a big potential to be problematic or not, and move forward. Supply your colleagues, the other executives, with the knowledge they need in order to understand what impact their requirements are going to have on your engineering organization right now and in the future. And if, after everything has been thought of and considered, this still seems like the right way to move forward, then all right. But it's your responsibility to ensure that an informed decision is being made. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As usual, my newsletter comes out on Thursday. If you want to get some exclusive insights and a link to my weekly article, go to the link in the show notes and subscribe. Thank you very much, and talk to you soon.